we have spoken to the other universities. They've actually addressed their staff, the representatives there, which they have confirmed that staff have dismissed, they've gone home. They are waiting for their salaries while they are in their homes. We are incapacitated. We have no money to go to work for bus fares, pay our rent, we haven't been paid.
What is the problem?
What we hear after engaging the two parent ministries is that the government is finding difficulty to mobilize resources to pay staff.
So now, does it mean that the government doesn't have money to pay staff?
We can summarily say so, that government is broke now, it is no money.
Since you have decided to actually withdraw your services by claiming that you don't have money to go to work, what is going to happen next?
The employer finds the money and then deposits it into people's accounts. People report for work, but there is another issue which is outstanding. The people haven't been paid the 2014 the bonus. The money is paid around November or December. The investors, if it continues like this, will be closed forever. That's what it means, because the people cannot continue coming to work and then they are not paid.
And give us a little background about what is happening today. Is it a reflection of what you have been trying to negotiate with government?
We experienced it sometime last year from March that the salaries were coming in the following month. People were getting a salary of a month in the following month around 7th or 5th or 7th. And then this year from January, it has been now coming around 12 to 15. And you can see today is 16.